Joining me online now from Sexy in Van City Radio on CITR is Caroline McGilvery. Caroline, thanks for joining me.
Well, thanks for having me on the show, Steve. It's good to be here.
It's payback because I think about 4 years ago I did a guest spot on your show about being safe on the internet.
Yes, you did. And you helped me personally with my Facebook privacy, which was great. And I've learned a lot more since then, thank God.
Well, now you're going to help me with online dating because it is our topic du jour, one which is, I think, a tremendously compelling topic. But, you know, we recognize the fact that online is probably the most vibrant place to meet new people. But boy, oh boy, we sure have to develop a new set of skills if we want to step into that place.
Yes, we do. I think it's because sometimes when we're online, we think that we almost think of that as a cloak that covers us. So whether or not it's on an online dating site, on Twitter, Facebook, etc., and sometimes we spout out things that we may not want to share.
Uh-huh. So if a friend of yours says, "Caroline, I'm thinking about doing this online dating thing. I haven't had much luck in the bars." What's the first thing that you say? First of all, do you encourage people to use online dating?
I think so. I think it's a great opportunity to meet people as long as you learn not to just keep it online, but get ready to take it offline as soon as possible.
Okay, so let's start at the beginning, which is setting up your profiles and your expectations. I love the name of one of the popular sites, Plenty of Fish, because when I had my little foray into online dating, one thing I discovered is there are so many people out there to choose from, and you can go through them so quickly that there really are plenty of fish in the sea.
There really are, and I think that's one of the most important things is to realize that we get 97% of our information from what we see, 3% from what we hear. So make sure you have a good picture on your profile, number one.
A good current picture, I think a lot of people would say.
Yes, very much so, because sometimes there are challenges where you meet somebody, and let's face it, you do want to meet somebody, so don't do the bait and switch where you don't look like your picture anymore.
Yeah, or you're not the age or those sorts of things. Because, I mean, there are... It is the Wild West to a certain extent. There are going to be people that are out there just to pick people up or just to kind of, you know, just have fun and goof around with you and play mind games. So there's always going to be a certain percentage of people out there that are messing with you. But the people who are serious about getting into a relationship, if you're serious, you know, what relationship can start without honesty is the base.
Exactly. And I think it's a fine line, too, what's too much honesty and what's not, because there are people who will be really upfront about things.
So. Ah, the oversharing.
Yes, which can be a good and bad. It's up to you. So, for example, I've seen Herpes Man as an example, which I think is interesting because then he doesn't have to have that conversation with people.
What did you say?
There's other women out there. Herpes Man.
Herpes Man. That's his name?
Plenty of Fish. Oh. Yes, that was one of the profile names because... You not only get to pick your picture, you get to write a brief description of who you are. You also get to pick a title, which can be fairly catchy. And so that's one of the things. You want to make sure it's an interesting title. So if there is something like that, even though that would generally not be the norm where you wouldn't put it out there, but if that's a conversation you didn't want to have, why not put it in your profile? Because in that way, it may cut away a lot of people.
It sort of cuts to the chase. A lot of people might just slide by Herpes Man.
They might, and if not, they might go, "Hey, that's cool. I don't have to have that conversation," and jump right in there and maybe contact him.
Now, when you were basically available, which I know you're not now, but when you were, because this isn't an advertisement for Caroline, although we are advertising for art. We're looking for a partner for art if we can possibly find one.
Hmm.
He's giving me the evil eye here. But when you were looking, did you do the online dating thing much?
I have done the online dating. I think I've made pretty much every mistake in the book, and I've got some horror stories that I won't share because just to protect the innocent.
but were there good experiences too?
There were some great experiences. What I did learn from it is because of the fact you don't get when you're doing, it is like online shopping where you can kind of flip through pictures really super fast.
Mm-hmm.
But until you meet somebody in person, even if you feel good about what they're talking about online, until you meet them in person, you really don't get a chance to really get to know them. So that's really important. And what I found that really worked was, A, setting it up where letting them know where we've never met each other before. So let's just think of this as a meet as opposed to a date. And I think that takes a lot of the pressure off, number one, for two reasons. One, because you don't have to feel that you're going to be judged and have to impress this person. Two, if it turns out to be happily ever after, that's great. 3. That way they, if it isn't a fit, perhaps they may be a really good fit for your best friend, or you might be a really good friend for their best friend.
Okay, so and if you're taking the pressure off of not saying that this is going to actually be a relationship between us, then you leave the door open for those sorts of things.
Exactly.
Timing.
And in that way, Vancouver is a small town, so it's important to keep, you know, be respectful to everybody, and that's a really safe way to be respectful.
Now, timing is also, I think, important as far as that goes. Not letting a relationship go too far online where you set unreasonable expectations up just by the fact that you have time to sit there and write and think about what you're going to say.
Exactly. And also bearing in mind that not everyone's a writer. So they may not be able to converse as well online as you'd like them to.
Mm-hmm.
And there may be people who may get somebody else to actually write their profile for them.
Now, you mentioned that to me as we were prepping for this. You mentioned that there's actually a service that will help you. Do they call themselves Cyrano or something?
They actually call themselves TrySweetTalk.com. And what I like about it is the fact that sometimes when you're writing something, if you can't afford a service like that, I do recommend that you have somebody, get one of your really good friends who knows you really well, to actually take a look at your profile before you make it go live to make sure it's actually accurate. Because sometimes, especially if you've just gotten out of a relationship, you haven't done it for a while, you may not see all your attributes.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes having somebody from the outside be able to look at it and say, hey, these are the things that you should highlight about yourself that are really amazing, I think is very important.
Yeah, I think that's cheating. I'm sorry.
I think it's good because I get them to look at the picture as well and make sure it's an actual real picture, so it's not me thinking that I look like the way I did when I was 20.
I think what it might be for me is I want the competition to look bad if I was in the dating field. So and I'm a good writer, so there you go. You know, I might have a bit of an advantage. Not that I'm looking for that at this particular time.
No, I think you found a true love and happiness.
Yes, yes. Great. Well, actually, I did very well. I enjoyed the Plenty of Fish experience. For me, it was a good experience. So, Carolyn, your site, do you guys talk about this stuff at all or on your show?
We do sometimes. If we have a show that's really specific about it, we definitely do.
Okay. So they can find you on CITR. What's the station number?
It's CITR 101.9 FM, and we're on Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock.
Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock. So a little Dotto Tech, and then a little bit of dinner, and then you can listen into Sexy in the City with Caroline.
Sexy in Van City.
There you go. Thank you very much, Caroline.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on the show. Everybody, be safe out there.